Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We have had many conversations with our guests with regards to the venture capital scene in Singapore, haven't we? But have you ever wondered what that scene is like in our neighbouring countries, like Indonesia, for example?
Interesting question. I mean, are venture capital companies looking at investing in startups in the same industry like in Singapore? Well, just in mid last year, Indonesia's state-owned bank, Rakyat Indonesia, or BRI, they made headlines when it launched a corporate venture capital or CVC firm BRI Ventures.
The launch of the CVC firm was the latest in the ongoing trend of local banks and mega corporations dipping their feet into making investments. Launched with a $250 million US dollar fund in tow, BRI Ventures is aiming for startups in the Series A and B stage.
Well, the firm's looking for companies with a working business model and product with the potential to collaborate with BRI. But how is the venture capital scene in Indonesia different from the one here in Singapore? And will BRI Ventures look at startups in Singapore to invest in? Lots of questions to ask our guest this morning, Nico Wijaya, who is CEO of BRI Ventures. Nico, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit more about BRI Ventures. You know, you're backed by Indonesia's state-owned bank, Bank Rakyat Indonesia, or BRI. Why choose to open an investment arm?
Well, the scene of venture capital and startups in the region, not only Indonesia, is being the top headlines recently. And Indonesia, in the past, we started off in 2011, and we have 5 unicorns right now. The 5th unicorn is OVO, the payment wallet. And I think BRI Ventures is catching up with the rest of the world in the corporate scenes, meaning that SPH also have the venture arm called SPH Media Fund, right, with Boon, I remember, back in the day. BRI Ventures coming in pretty late, I guess, because Mandiri, another competing state-owned bank in Indonesia, has been opening its venture arm in 2016. So I guess with the disruption in fintech right now happening in the region, and especially in Indonesia, I think it just makes sense for the biggest bank in Indonesia to open up a venture arm to collaborate with startups to accelerate innovations.
Yeah, Nico, you were talking about the SPH Media Fund, which is the corporate venture arm of Singapore Press Holdings, focused on investments in consumer tech as well as the media sector. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Nico, what's the startup scene like in Indonesia right now? Because it's such a vibrant country. Change. You think change in Singapore is fast. Change in Indonesia, in your opinion, just as fast maybe?
I think it's faster because Indonesia is the largest market, right?
Yeah.
In Southeast Asia. And when we talk about startups in Singapore, when they're racing for expansion, the game is Indonesia. Like, yeah. I heard that Grab is moving its headquarters in Jakarta.
Right.
To address the competition with Gojek. You know, like you said, the Southeast Asia startup landscape is vibrant and definitely continue to grow for the next 10 years. Mm. But, you know, especially seeing the latest Bloomberg report that venture capital investment in China is slowing because of the tech boom that happened earlier than Southeast Asia,
which
implies the flow of capital will be coming to this region, to ASEAN. And the past 8-9 years, the growth has been always dominated by the tech unicorns. Traveloka hit 1 billion valuation in 2017.
Okay.
Gojek and Tokopedia follows. And like I said earlier, that OVO just joined the pack of unicorns just last year.
Yeah.
And I think we will see of 1 billion valuations upward in Indonesia in the coming months or so.
So, well, I was just checking on that. So, yeah, Grab has announced last year that it was going to set up this second headquarters, you're right, in Indonesia, in Jakarta, to be the pinnacle of Grab food. But coming back to your investment thesis, like, what is it like? You know, are you looking at strategy, financial return? Just explain how you work it out.
Well, our thesis is, especially in corporate venture, is value over valuations. And expanding from that alone, that we believe in the real value creations through investing in emerging ecosystems. In BRI Ventures, we wrote a thesis like early as 2018. Our set of principle is simple, and it has been iterated through our years in the previous fund. I worked with Telkom Ventures in the past. The thesis is simple, which is standardized, platformized, and personalized in all startups. Because right now, if you see Airbnb and if you see Gojek Food or Grab Food, it's kind of giving delivery standardized delivery platform for food merchants, right? Okay. And when you see the growth of Gojek through its GoPay, it's rather personalized. It's wallet, and the next one will be something that could be platformized through payment or through their platforms where people can sell their services. Even the Gojek driver, the motorcycle driver in Jakarta.
But speaking with Nico Wijaya, who is the CEO of BRI Ventures, you are here to talk a little bit about the digital lending revolution in ASEAN. That's a recurring theme for BRI Ventures. Could you tell us a bit more?
Yes, well, we see, I think the fintech play in Southeast Asia, not in Singapore definitely, but in developing countries like Indonesia, Vietnam, and the Philippines, not many people have bank accounts yet or have ever experienced a banking experience, right? They don't have access to lending. They don't have access to any bank services. Okay. But all these startups, through wallets, they've been able to reach out to rural areas of Indonesia. And I think the same thing with happening in South Asia too, or Africa, when you see, I think, M-Pesa in the beginning, right? To revolutionize the fintech industry. But the next evolution of wallet will be data, which is, and this data of people that don't have access to bank accounts yet, but they've been able to categorize them and segmented them into a credit data.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the Breakfast Huddle with me, Manisha Tank, Elliot Danker. In the studio today, we have with us Nico Wijaya. He's the CEO of BRI Ventures. We're talking all things digital lending and venture capital. So, Nico, let's get your take on the venture capital space here in Singapore. Exciting?
Yes, Singapore has been the hub of money since, before. And Singapore always, I think, on the front in innovation in how investors like ourselves operate, right? Most of our, I guess, rules and regulations in investing are the evolution from MAS or taken from MAS. And if you see most of them, except us, of course, corporate ventures, but traditional venture capital in Indonesia, they put their money in Singapore because of the incentives that you have, capital gain tax and everything else, and easy to get the license from the MAS. I don't know if you know this situation from MAS is VCC. It's the simpler form of license to operate funds in Singapore. Except for Gojek, I guess, most of Indonesia's unicorns are also set up their holdings here in Singapore to gain easy access for investors to chip in their money. So I think it's always been the hub for holding companies and for venture capital firms to operate.
Nico, I'm curious about getting your take on the state of valuations. I mean, just look back to the whole WeWork debacle, inflated by SoftBank's massive Vision Fund. That's also supported many startups and pushed up their valuations. So our valuations coming back down to earth, is a reality check happening, or do you find the startup founders still asking, the amount that they're asking for is still a bit unrealistic? What is your opinion on this?
Well, let's talk about the WeWork, right? The WeWork debacle. It happened because SoftBank keep pumping money.
Yeah.
And if you see a startup valuation, it's a validation game, really. That's why they have a Series A, Series B, C, and so on. Because you need other investors to validate your valuation, your previous valuations.
Okay.
For example, let's say BRI Ventures is investing in Series B, leading Series B in the company. That means our Series C and Series D can't be validated by ourselves. So we need another investor to take in.
Right.
Similar with, I guess, with Uber. I guess SoftBank has plenty of money with Vision Fund, $100 billion, and they need to deploy it fast.
Okay.
But I guess SoftBank itself, they have plan all, amongst all this talk about valuation. But when we see, the profile of Southeast Asia startups, let's say you guys have Garena, SEA, it's a multi-verticals, really, behaving like conglomerates almost. They started off from a game voucher, right? And they have payments and they have e-commerce Shopee. Similar with Gojek in the beginning. When you see Uber, they have only one vertical.
Mm-hmm.
They are ride-hailing. Grab and Gojek, they started off as ride-hailing, but they eventually have multiple use case. They start delivering food and they start delivering other things. And they're making wallets and they are now launching their lending, right, pay later, and a merchant lending to expand. So these startups, because I guess we have so many problems in Southeast Asia, especially in developing countries, so these unicorns are trying to solve problems one by one. Like I said, all the platform works for Indonesia, the platform work for the Philippines. Put together, the motorcycle, and when you connect motorcycles and driving a merchant ecosystem, and you have a need from the customers to validating all those aspects in the business itself.
Yeah. Just finally, and to wrap up, one of the crucial questions I wanted to ask was, obviously you're making investments and you're backing certain companies. Of the ones, of the big investments you've made, which one are you most excited about?
Ooh, okay. I'm excited with, I don't know if you know the company called Investree. It is still the Centaur class company, meaning they are north of, you know, 300, 400 million valuations. But I guess these guys, they tap into multiple ecosystems in their platform. They, first of all, they are playing, I guess, a purchase order for small companies to operate. And now they are reaching out to online merchants too. They're tapping up Tokopedia merchants and all. So I guess, you know, when you see a companies like this, you know that, you know, first of all, they are not only, you know, here for the valuation game, but they are trying to really solve the problems for businesses, small businesses in Indonesia. I'm excited for that particular company.
We've been speaking with Nico Wijaya, who is CEO of BRI Ventures. Nico, thanks a lot for your time and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.